Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau takes first base on ball four. Dillard moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Dillard moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kindle moves to second. It's Indians, 1. Tigers, 1. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kindle moves to third. Donovan moves to second. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into left field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Laplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laplau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Laplau. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donovan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Luplow moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luplow moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Kirkland moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Terry Fox now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Farley pinch hits for Dick Brown. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Terry Fox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Don Mossy now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Don Dillard. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Donovan moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Luplow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Luplow reaches third base with a triple. Donovan scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koplitz fields it and throws to home to get Luplow. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Klein now playing center field. Willie Tasby now playing right field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is hit by the pitch. Colavito moves to third. Boros moves to second. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Gary Bell now pitching. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Bubba Morton. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Romano is hit by the pitch. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle is walked intentionally. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Phillips scores. Kindle goes all the way around to score. Bell moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.